morning, Father. We invite you, Lord, into our lives, into the very center of our lives today. We invite you, Holy Spirit, into our hearts, as you would lead us and guide us, direct us in what we are to do and say today, that we would live pleasing unto you, that our faith would be pleasing to you, that our trust in you would abound, and that we would be pleasing to you for the way we trust you, Lord. Lord, forgive us where we failed to trust you and to believe in you, especially me, Lord. At times I've wondered sometimes what you're doing, wondering if you're going to come through for me. But Lord, in Jesus Christ's name, you have always come through. You have always been faithful. You uphold your word, and I thank you for that, Lord. We are thankful for you, Lord. We are thankful that you are in our lives. We are thankful that you walk with us and among us, that you lead us and guide us in righteousness and holiness, but also in abundance and in peace with you, Lord. We dedicate our day to you. We dedicate our bodies and the members of our bodies to you, especially our tongues, Lord. Let our tongues speak praise today. Let our tongues glorify you. Let our mouths speak words of wisdom and life and righteousness and holiness. Let our mouths glorify you. And let our mouths bless others. Let our tongues not have the words of evil and unrighteousness on our lips, but let us speak those things that are right in your sight, Lord. Let us communicate to others the life of Jesus Christ, that they can come to know you too, Lord. Lord, we dedicate our tongues to you, Lord. We dedicate our lips to you and our mouths to you, that we would speak those things that are right in your sight. Lord, put the word of God to proclaim the word in our mouths, the word that would be spoken in a timely manner in the lives of others. We may not even know that we're speaking to them something that is needed. But Lord, you know exactly what every person we come in contact with needs. So Lord, we ask that you would put that word in our mouths and that we would give us faith to speak it and obedience to say it. Give us sensitivity to the need, Lord. Give us compassion and an understanding heart, Lord. We turn our attention to the things of heaven. We set our minds on things above, not on earthly things, but on things that glorify you, Lord. We set our purposes on serving you through everything that we do and everything that we say today. And Lord, we pray for your grace and mercy to cover anything that we don't do righteously, that we don't say righteously, that we don't live righteously. We depend on your mercy, Lord. We depend on the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. For without it, Lord, we would see hell, death, and the grave. And we thank you that you've spared us that, Lord. We thank you that you've given us eternal life and that we live eternally right now. That this is the beginning of eternal life, and that we shall go on into a glorified body and live forever in harmony with you, in harmony with everybody else, in one, in unity with all your family, in heaven and in earth. and that we will have no sorrow, no sickness, no pain, no suffering, no sadness, no tears, no heartache, no troubles. All shall be forgotten in this life that brings sorrow and heartache, and we shall know only joy and peace with God and man. And we thank you, Father, that we have that promise, and we live for that promise, and we look forward and haste the day of your coming. But Lord, until then, we abide in this life to be your servants and to be your sons, to bring the glory of God into the lives of others, and to bring heaven down to earth. That your kingdom would be established here. That whatever we do, we would bring heaven into our midst. We thank you, Father, for this day. We ask that you bless it, that you'd bless us in it, and that you would bless everybody in our path. In Jesus Christ's name, so be it. Amen.